County Contracting Hotline with Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal. And I think a lot of people were kind of surprised when Kohl's came out this week and their stock just plummeted after that report of lower sales this quarter.
Yeah, their sales were down about 4% from a year ago on a same-store basis, and they had a net loss of $27 million, which was a negative swing of $41 million from a year ago. The company said that the main cause was that they had excess inventory going into the quarter, so they had to do a lot of clearance sales, which is great news for Kohl's shoppers, but not so good news for the company. And the stock market did react negatively. The stock went down as much as 28% the first day.
That's a big bump.
Yeah, they're still saying they think things are going to improve the rest of the year. They're still staking their hopes on the Sephora partnership. They're going to be adding more stores. Almost all of their stores will have a Sephora department by year end. Also, Babies R Us is another partnership they're doing. So they're hoping that will generate more purchases by shoppers.
Well, let's talk about some other news locally, which I think is a good one, especially if you own an EV. And that's where Quick Trip has been awarded a lot of money from the state for some EV charging stations.
Right. The state of Wisconsin Department of Transportation has millions of dollars that came through the bipartisan infrastructure law. And one aspect of the law was to get to increase the network of EV charging stations across the country. So the DOT just awarded about $23 million in grants to create 53 charging stations across the state. And Quick Trip received grants for 24 locations at their what's now gas station and convenience stores, $8 million in federal funding. So they're going all in on this, and they do need to match Quick Trip, and the other new stations need to put in about 20% of the cost. So it's about $10 million that Quick Trip is going to deploy to create charging stations at their convenience stores around Wisconsin.
How does that work when you pay to charge your car?
That is a good question. I don't have an EV myself, and I know that there is a fee. I think it's based on how long you're using the charging equipment, and I'm going to guess that each location will work it their own way. I'm not sure what Quick Trip does now. That's to be determined.
Well, let's go to Frater, because they say they're not increasing their price at two of their largest hospitals.
Right. Frater Hospital, which is actually the busiest hospital in southeast Wisconsin at the Medical Center Complex in Wauwatosa, and then also Frater Menominee Falls Hospital, starting June 1, they're saying that they're going to have no increase. It's the list price for room and board, general hospital stay, and that's different. I mean, in recent years, it's been anywhere from 3% to 5% a year. These prices do end up getting negotiated with insurance companies and with Medicare and Medicaid, so the actual price, you never know for sure how that's going to play out. But it's notable, and they're saying that they're looking around the market here in southeast Wisconsin, and apparently prices are leveling off. And that being said, there are other services where they are raising prices 3% to 5%, so they're going to make up the money in some other services.
And speaking of hospitals, Ascension is saying they're making a little bit of progress on restoring access to all those electronic medical records.
Right. We just passed the three-week mark since they announced the cyber attack, and they really haven't had access to patients' electronic medical records. Patients haven't been able to check their own records on their MyChart. So what Ascension did say this past week was that they had reconnected and were back online with those electronic records in one market out of 18 states that they're in and District of Columbia, but they're not saying which one. And I did check with Ascension Wisconsin, and they said, no, it's not us. That being said, Ascension Wisconsin indicates that they're probably going to have some good news soon, but they're not saying when.
We're talking with Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal, and not such great news for the employees at BRP, which is a recreational boat manufacturer.
Right. They have a product called Sea-Doo and some others in Sturtevant in Racine County, and the parent company, which is in Canada, says that they've been seeing a drop-off in sales with high interest rates. Fewer people are buying recreational boats. So the company said they are reducing production, and essentially they had two rounds of layoffs, one this spring and one just now, in Sturtevant, which is reducing their workforce there by about half. So approximately 300 jobs where there were layoffs, and the plant's still open with about 300 employees.
Well, not everybody's closing, because in West Allis, there's a bioscience plant that's planning an expansion.
Correct. The company that's been known for decades is Chris Hansen in Metro Milwaukee, and they've had the plant in West Allis since the early 1960s. They've continued to expand over the years, and just getting approved by the city of West Allis for another expansion, they say it's going to increase their production by something like 50%. They're not saying how many jobs are associated with that, but they do want to start construction on this project later this summer.
And speaking of expansion, tell us about the designer children's wear company.
Right, Florence Eisman, which has been in Milwaukee for about 80 years, and they design and sell designer children's wear. They sell it through boutiques around the country, as well as some high-end retailers like Neiman Marcus and Saks. They also have an e-commerce business, and once a year they do a warehouse sale at their warehouse near south side of Milwaukee. They had over 5,000 people at their sale in April, which apparently was certainly a post-pandemic record, and they are looking at how they can increase the size of the inventory that will be available and just how they're going to approach that warehouse sale next year. It'll be once again in April of 2025.
Well, that's kind of exciting news if you've got a kid, because they grow and you need to replace that clothing often.
It's a 60 to 70% discount on items that are usually, you know, $100, in some cases $100 or more.
Let's talk about good news, and it's about groundbreaking of a new live entertainment venue in the Deer District.
Right. FPC Live is the company. They are part of Frank Productions in Madison. They've been promoting concerts in Milwaukee at venues around town for a number of years. Miller High Life Theater, Riverside Theater, they book shows around town, and they book shows at Fiserv Forum. Well, now they've been talking about it for over 2 years, building a venue right next to Fiserv Forum. And finally, initially they wanted to go in the Third Ward, then they moved to the site next to Fiserv Forum where the Bradley Center used to be. After a number of delays, they did actually begin work this week on a 4,500-seat venue. It's going to be scheduled for completion in fall of 2025, starting with pile driving this past week. And they are going to take a break of about 2 weeks during the RNC, because you can't have construction going on during the Republican convention right next door in Fiserv Forum. And also, some of that, the site where this new venue is going, will be used for trucks and trailers for the media companies and other activities related to the Republican convention.
It is going to be a busy time downtown. There's no doubt about that. Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.